Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter. Well, hello again, everybody. Welcome back to Thinks Out Loud. This is the place, your source for all the internet expertise your business needs. My name is Tim Peter. It is June 27th, 2013, and I'd like to welcome you back to the show. I very much appreciate when you're here. Whether you listen to us on the web, whether you listen to us on iTunes or on your mobile device, it's always a real pleasure to have you here, and I really appreciate you continuing to do so. So we're getting into the middle of summer, and things are slowing down a little bit. There's not as much news as there might be, and actually I'm going to cover just a handful of things today, some of which we've talked about in past shows. Some of which may be a little bit new. But what I want to do is dive deeper into some of those topics while we're here. But before I do that, I need to do a little bit of housekeeping. Today is June 27th. Next week is July 4th, or as we call it here in the United States, for those of you overseas, Independence Day. It is a big, big holiday here in the United States. And so I'm going to be taking a little tiny sabbatical. There will be no show next week. But we will be back. I will be back on July 11th, so that's 2 weeks from today, with a whole new show and all kinds of news and things like that. But I would appreciate it if you'd come back when I do. I find you may find this too when you if you do blogging for your business or if you do podcasting or anything like that. I do find that if I don't do something for a day or two or several days or on the schedule people are accustomed to, sometimes the numbers dip a little bit in the immediate aftermath, and that's okay. It's not tragic or anything like that. In this specific case, because it's a big holiday and the like, I've got some family commitments, and I intend to just take a few days off. So things will be quiet here at the podcast for an extra week. But as I say, I'll be back on July 11th. So please tune in when we return. But jumping into the headlines. So there's a big one I want to get right into because it plays into so many of the things I've been talking about here over the last couple of weeks and on the blog over the last couple of weeks. Just a fascinating thing happened the other day. The Verge, which is a website, verge.com, reports that Samsung introduced a new version of its Galaxy S4 mobile phone in Korea, in South Korea. And this phone is running on what they call the LTE Advanced network. So it's the Galaxy S4 LTE Advanced is the product. What's amazing about this phone is that the network it's running on, this LTE Advanced network, gets 100 megabits per second in mobile connectivity. Now, if you're not somebody who pays a lot of attention to this kind of stuff, let me just tell you, that is blazing, blazing fast. 100 megabits per second is about the same speed that the people who are on the fastest wired connections here in the United States get. And only about half the country, only about half the United States gets speeds that fast. Now, there's a whole bunch of stuff going around. I'm going to link to a Huffington Post article that collects a series of links from various posts who talk about the fact that the U.S. needs to do a better job with its connectivity. I would tend to agree. And that there are many places around the world where connectivity either is faster or is cheaper for the same speeds, or in some cases is faster and cheaper. But the reason I'm bringing this up is this 100 megabit per second on a mobile device is crazy fast. Only half the US even gets that kind of speed on a regular basis. And this points to something I was talking about a few weeks ago or a week or so ago on the blog, when I was talking about how safe your industry is from Amazon. And I've talked about the rise of what I call the AgFam group, or when I'm being particularly pithy, the Ag Family, which is Apple, Google, Facebook, Amazon, and Microsoft many times. But when I talked about how safe your industry is from Amazon, or how safe your industry is from the AgFam set of companies, I pointed out Moore's Law, and in this specific case, Butter's Law. So Moore's Law, which I've talked about before, is this thing where network power, excuse me, computing power doubles every 18 months for the same price. Or if you want to turn that on its head, the price for equivalent computing power gets cut in half every 18 months. Well, Butter's Law does the same thing with network connectivity. And we're seeing this now. We're talking about this phone that Samsung is introducing that is giving you this 100 megabit per second on a mobile device. And what that means is that at least in Korea, they're 18 months away from having 200 megabits per second at the same price, or having 100 megabits per second at half the price that they'll offer it now. Now, when you consider that that is real, honest-to-goodness broadband connectivity, suddenly the sorts of things I'm talking about in The Rise of AgFam, the things I was talking about a couple weeks ago when I talked about the future of search, things that I talked about when I went into mobile last week, when I talked about where you at and how mobile is changing and local search is changing because of mobile. When you have broadband and really better than broadband level connectivity on your mobile device, in your pocket, everywhere you go, suddenly all kinds of things open up to your customers, right? There's no search that they can't conduct because they'll get the answer instantly. They'll be able to see big, beautiful images and videos on their mobile device, which is something that I think is very much worth it. I was talking about that earlier in the week. It just creates enormous opportunity for your customers to have all the information they want anytime, anywhere. Now, admittedly, it's not here yet, but I've said that lots of times, right? The future is here. It's just not evenly distributed. Right now, when we're talking about these kind of speeds on a mobile device, it's only the folks in South Korea who have it. But if we know that Butter's Law tells us that 18 months from now is going to cost half as much to get that speed, and 36 months from now it's going to cost half again as much to get that speed, then it becomes a relatively trivial matter for people like Verizon and AT&T and Sprint and T-Mobile to begin offering that to their customers. Not today, not today, unfortunately, because that'd be awesome if they did. But certainly over the next handful of years, the next 2-3 years, you should expect that to become the norm. And that's something I've been talking about since I started this podcast 9 months ago, and since I started the blog 9 years ago, is how your customers' behavior changes based on the fact that they're connected continually. I've said many, many, many times, right, that people no longer go online. They are online constantly. Literally, when I go out these days, this is pathetic. I'm going to tell you right up front, this is just pathetic. But I own an iPhone. I'm testing a Nexus 4, an Android phone, and I've got an iPad mini. And frequently when I go out, I've got all three of them with me. And in the case of two of them, they've got better than 3G speeds. The Nexus 4 has this HPSA network, which is pretty good if you can get connectivity. It's on T-Mobile, so the connectivity is not so great where I live, though it's fantastic in other areas. When I go into New York City, for instance. But I'm carrying three different devices and connected continually. And while I'm not the typical customer, you don't need three devices to do the sorts of things we're talking about. You only need one. And your customers have those with them constantly. It's how they live. It's how they breathe. It's how they work. It's how they do what they do. So I'm going to encourage you over the next couple of weeks while I'm gone, go back and listen to some of the earlier episodes, things like when I talked about where search is going, things like when I talked about the rise of AgFam and what that means. Check out the post about how safe your industry is from Amazon. And think about what the implications are for your specific industry, and more importantly, your specific business, of what happens when your customer can see anything, find anything, understand anything, anywhere, anytime. Because we're really that close, and I think this announcement by Samsung really highlights that fact. This is not, you know, something that's way off in the future. This is now. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and wrap up. We're actually out of time already. Today has gone incredibly quick. As ever, I want to thank you for tuning in and remind you, you can subscribe to the podcast. Just go to timpeter.com/blog and look for the podcast link down on the right. You can go to iTunes and do a search for Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud. And as ever, you can email me at podcast@timpeter.com. And I'll be happy to respond to those either here on the air or privately. With that, I hope you have a great 2 weeks, and we'll see you right back here on the 11th. Bye, everybody.